Does battling the same sin for a long time mean a person isn't really a Christian? Well, of course not. Battling the same sin for a long time means a Christian is still human. A Christian is still imperfect. I mean, salvation is not the end of sin. It is the end of guilt before God. It's not the end of sin. Glorification is the end of sin. You're going to one day be out of this body and have entered into the presence of the Lord and someday receive a glorified body, the redemption of your soul and the redemption of your body, and to be a perfect person like Christ. But until that time, you're going to be battling sin. I mean, Paul, at the end of his life, as he writes his final epistles, says, "I am the chief of sinners." When he writes Romans, he's a mature Christian. He says, "I do what I don't want to do. I don't do what I want to do. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death?" Paul is simply expressing the fact that sin is present. He says that in Romans 7. When I want to do what's right, when the principle in me that loves the law of God moves in the direction of the law of God, I find another principle, he says, operating in me, the principle of sin. And it mucks up the gears, I guess you could say, in the vernacular. Now, that's how it is to be alive in this world and as yet unperfected. Let me give you another little insight along that line. As you grow in Christ, there will be a decreasing frequency of sin. As you mature, there will be a decreasing frequency of sin. Unfortunately, however, you'll sin less and feel worse because the more mature you are, the more you hate sin. Less sin seems like more. That's why Paul would come to the end of his life, be as mature as he would ever be as a Christian, and say, "I'm the chief of sinners." That's when you really understand grace and you long for your glorification.